The OECD is turning up the heat on the operational side of the global tax revolution. Today, the OECD Global Relations Team finalized preparations for a major Global Minimum Tax 2026 implementation workshop, set to kick off tomorrow in Ankara, Turkey. As the fiscal year enters its second quarter, the focus has officially shifted from policy debate to the nuts and bolts of enforcement and the digital handshakes required for Pillar 2. Ankara. The front line of Pillar 2 enforcement. The Ankara workshop is designed as a practical deep dive for tax administrators who are now on the front lines of the 15% global minimum tax. The curriculum focuses on top-up tax calculation, streamlining how various jurisdictions calculate and claim their share of the minimum tax floor, QDMTT integration, ensuring that qualified domestic minimum top-up taxes are robust enough to withstand international legal scrutiny, administrative cooperation, establishing the data exchange protocols required to prevent massive delays or cross-border disputes, strategic comparison. Global Tax Training 2026 feature Ankara workshop starts tomorrow, Budapest workshop next week. Primary theme: global minimum tax, Pillar 2, CBC data and transfer pricing. Target audience: policy directors and enforcement leads, data analysts and audit specialists. Main goal: operationalizing the 15% floor, identifying hidden profit shifting. Key challenge: legislative consistency, data reconciliation and mismatch. The enforcement logic simplified: during the Global Minimum Tax 2026 sessions, officials are being trained on a zero leakage calculation to ensure profits are captured. Top-up tax liability equals 15% minimum floor, effective tax rate, X qualifying net income effective tax rate, ETR, the actual rate paid after credits and deductions in a specific jurisdiction. Qualifying net income, the profit base as defined by GLOBE, Global Anti-Base Erosion, rules. The goal, if the ETR is below 15%, the difference is collected as a top-up. Back to school for the taxman. The golden month of implementation is over, and the era of the data-driven audit has begun. If you thought the Global Minimum Tax 2026 was just a headline, these workshops prove it is now an administrative reality. Tax authorities are literally going back to school to learn how to audit your 2026 filings with surgical precision. For MNEs, the message is clear. Your internal data systems better be as sharp as the tools the OECD is handing out in Ankara and Budapest.